So, if we ditch the boss for agents, does that mean my next app could run half the cost?
Right.
I read that Stanford's DLM claims a 50% cut in multi-agent expenses without a central orchestrator. That's wild on a Wednesday.
The core argument is that the orchestrator itself is the biggest cost driver, both in dollars and latency. By letting agents write to a shared knowledge base and claim tasks from a queue, you avoid the round trip through a hub.
If we can shave that much off inference spend, product teams could finally ship richer assistant features without blowing up the cloud bill.
Their benchmark, with 10 parallel agents solving a planning problem, dropped from $12 per run to $6, while solution quality stayed within 2% and queue latency fell from 1.2 seconds to 0.6.
Speaking of budgets, I finally got my dishwasher to finish a cycle without a single clank. Small win. But I'm still grieving the fact I missed my morning coffee because the espresso machine decided to reboot at 7 a.m.
The shared context is a curated store of gists. Each gist is a compact verified update. Think of it as a structured log that any agent can read without asking the boss.
Got it. That sounds like a built-in observability layer. Teams could surface failures early, maybe even expose them in a UI for product managers to triage without digging through raw logs.
No way. One snag is consistency. If two agents write conflicting gists simultaneously, the system needs a resolution policy. Otherwise, you could get divergent states, which the paper only sketches with a simple timestamp winner rule.
Yeah, so the claim holds as long as the workload isn't heavily contested. Many SaaS pipelines have high contention, so we'd need stronger conflict resolution before it changes anything practical.
Exactly. I'm skeptical about the no central orchestrator phrasing. Even with a queue, you still have a scheduler deciding who gets the next slot. That's a lightweight orchestrator hidden in the shadows.
Cody, you sound like you just discovered a hidden admin panel in your own code. I bet you're already drawing a state machine in your head.
Sorry, I meant I'm probably sketching a state machine, not a flowchart. My bad.
If you want to tinker, the authors released a minimal DLM prototype on GitHub under the Stanford AI org. Just pip install Delm and run the example task queue script.
Cool.
All right, I'm off to rescue my espresso machine before it stages a mutiny. Catch you later, Cody.